Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this May the 30th on the West Coast, 2008, and also on the East Coast now, it is Saturday, May the 31st. Welcome, everyone. Got a great show for you tonight. Before I go into tonight's topic, I want to give a quick shout-out to some folks. I haven't actually given them a greeting, and they listen religiously, I'm told, to the show. We have Karen, Bob, and Bill, Sheila, David, Crenshaw, Zachariah, Sophia, and Jill, and the General. I want to welcome all of you to Evident Footprints if you're listening to this live or on an archive. And I want to thank all the wonderful people who sent me email in regard to the Three Stooges Go to Washington piece that is on my website, directlightproductions.com. People are still reading. They're showing me they know how to read, and that's fantastic news. These days, a lot of people tend to want to just look at videos, maybe listen to something, like you're listening to the show. There's nothing wrong with that. Although when I write a research piece that is really laying out the truth about who these politicians are, it warrants putting it in writing so that you can go back to it and look it over a couple more times. I can guarantee you that the first read through, some of you are going to say, what the heck is this talking about? And as you go back a second or a third time, you are going to understand very clearly that our country, well over 100 years ago, was infiltrated by spies, infiltrated by people working for the agendas of others overseas. Some kings, some queens, and some dictators even. And it's pretty much the same thing today. Now, I wanted to open up our topic tonight by recapping something that I brought up on the TNT NewsHour, which I broadcast usually every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And I mentioned a lot of anomalies going on through the mainstream media. All of a sudden, there's this expert on peak oil. And peak oil means that we are running out of oil, for those of you that don't understand the term. They're telling us that the oil is so short that they have to keep raising up the price to meet the supply and demand. It's a game that they play, and they've been playing it for years. I can recall when I was a young boy, gasoline at 19 cents a gallon. And I'm not that old, but I can remember that, as many of the listening audience can. For a number of years, it was in the low 20 cents, and for many, many years, it never went above 30 cents a gallon, which is a tremendous profit at the rate of what oil cost at the time per barrel. A gallon of gasoline was really dirt cheap, and it was a drop in the bucket, so to speak. This expert recently, Robert Hirsch, comes out promoting this falsehood that we're running out of oil, and then he says it'll take too long to develop alternative energies. And this, again, is a lie, because they have murdered virtually anyone who has come out with any advanced technology that saves us money and takes it out of their pockets. So they are bound and determined to keep us imprisoned in this oil cartel matrix. And now we're learning that the government is making something like $35 a barrel off the top. These are the private boys in Washington and all the cronies that pass these laws, and they keep telling us, well, our hands are tied. We can't do anything about the oil crisis, while the oil wells have replenished themselves, by the way, and they've shut off the pumps. They've shut off the the pipelines, and they're intentionally withholding the oil as if they're anticipating some kind of catastrophe that might occur due to what's going on in space. Tonight we are going to talk about that reality, but Mr. Hirsch, Robert Hirsch, has been just doing nothing but lying through his teeth, making false claims that advanced technologies will take too long to bring to the market. We've talked about Brown's gas for the last couple of weeks on this show, and for a very little investment, you can change any of your motor vehicles to using Brown's gas and virtually run your car, run your vehicle on hydrogen. And I'm sort of skimming over the topic because there are also car devices that will run on water. And the last guy to present that to the authorities in Washington was feted, honored, and then abruptly disposed of. So these stories that are now coming out through the mainstream media of how difficult it is to develop advanced technologies are nothing but lies. And we've had them since the days of Nikola Tesla. They couldn't put a meter on it. They couldn't charge us for it. And so because of that, we suffered. And we're suffering now. While there's also corruption going on with the Federal Reserve and the General Accounting Office, the Pentagon, it's come out recently that the Carlyle Group and Halliburton have offices. Basically, Halliburton has an office in the CIA. They call it HAL-CIA, and they have an office in the Pentagon. And they have dozens of people working in these offices doing things like charging $1,891 apiece for toasters that cost no more than $19.95 on the retail market. This after stealing 1,000 toasters from a firm in Indiana. They're selling these to the Pentagon, and the rumor is that these are special toasters made for the battlefield, and they have titanium. I suppose they operate by plugging them into a pile of camel dung. How they're going to justify that expense, I don't know. But that money goes into Cheney's pocket, Bush's pocket, and they have been remarked to get 9.6% off the top, Bush alone, pocketing off of all of these goods that are being sold to the military, including faulty artillery equipment made by none other than a Saudi Arabian company. A Saudi Arabian company is making these under the guidance, most likely, of the Carlyle Group and selling this to our military to shoot the bullets back at their people. It makes a whole lot of sense. This is the kind of corruption that's going on in the world. Now, to boot. And this is to lead into our topic and tonight's guest. Our guest tonight is a scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher. And he is a very good co-host over the past year. And he's a good friend, Mr. Jim Murray. Jim, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Don. How are you?
Good. I sound like I'm going 100 miles an hour, and I'm trying not to take up all the time, which is why I'm going so fast. I'm doing fine. I wanted to bring up this recent statement that the Pope made, that it's okay, and I'm paraphrasing the statement, through the Vatican's special astronomer, they made this statement that it's okay for us to believe in the possibility of extraterrestrial life. We're talking about alien life or intelligent life, other beings from other planets, other galaxies, because there may be life on Mars. And then we get this word that there's a probe, I think they call it the Phoenix, that's going out there to measure the water. Now, you and I have been looking at photos of Mars for over the past few months, actually. We've been talking about this almost weekly, that there is life on other planets, that we have seen pictures of civilization on Mars. We've seen buildings on the moon, and of course, the universe is teeming with intelligent life. There is obviously something going on this planet in the form of consciousness, and we are waking up very rapidly, and they are very scared about losing their stranglehold on us. What is your take on what's going on today?
Wow. Well, you know, that's not just a mouthful. That's a truckload. But, well, first of all, let me back up just a little bit and touch upon the opening comment. You talk about arrogance. I don't even know how to describe the emotions that well up inside of me when I hear you say that the Vatican's astronomer says that it's okay for us to believe in extraterrestrial beings. Wow. You know, does that mean that God has the okay from them to do other things as well? You know, are they writing the agenda for the Almighty?
I presume that's what they're leading to, yeah.
Yeah, give me a freaking break here. I mean, it's so utterly idiotic that it just almost defies description. But anyway, aside from that kind of nonsense, I agree with you completely. The universe is teeming with life, and we don't have to see it to know that this is so. And the reason I say that is because what we do know in science, and in all branches of science for that matter, is that the same laws apply over and over again, the same phenomenon appear over and over again, and this, I imagine, is a very universal undertaking. It's not something that's restricted to the terrestrial realm alone. Why would God fill the entire universe with countless numbers of planets and stars and gas fields and Lord only knows what else is out there just for the entertainment of a few dim-witted lunatics centered on a little insignificant fragment of stone somewhere lonely and orbiting in the Milky Way galaxy? To my way of thinking, it's statistically easier for 50% of all the planets created to have life than for us to be the only intelligent beings in the universe. And if we were, then we would truly be freaks, because mathematically the odds would just be absolutely against such a thing.
And if we're the freaks, where does that put the government?
Well, do we have to go there? I mean, there isn't even a word has not yet been defined that describes the slime-driven mentality that is behind all the corruption on this planet.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's my take on your opening statement, anyhow.
Well, you know, this was a special message for Catholics. Now, I'm not in any way attacking people of the Catholic faith. I just find it interesting that this is not directed to other denominations in Christianity or any other religion that's a valid religion out there. This is specifically this is done through the authority of the Pope, I presume. This guy has been given the authority by the Pope to say such a ridiculous statement as if we need their counsel and their guidance to figure this out. I mean, come on. You know, how stupid do they think we are?
Well, again, as you say, maybe there's a special message for Catholics that's different from everybody else, but and if so, that's fine. But in general, I think all human beings are the same, regardless of their religious beliefs. And the thing that really irks me is the arrogance associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you stop and think of it, who the heck is this guy anyway? You know, he's nobody special. He's somebody that was elected to run the church. And somehow, as soon as he assumes that position, he is infallible. He is the pontiff, the bridge between earth and divinity. I mean, okay, if that's what they want to believe, that's fine. But I just have a whole lot of trouble with it. And here's the real thing. Let's assume that that's true. Shouldn't that be restricted then to matters of theology? Shouldn't that be restricted to matters concerning the church? What gives the church then the authority to reach out and start to make proclamations about life throughout the galaxy or life throughout the universe? I mean, to me, that's stretching it a bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they basically said, you know, it's okay with God. He's not going to punish us for thinking
that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they checked too. You know, that's the thing that's really, I'm sure they, you know, they had a little powwow with the divine being, and the other, oh well, thanks a lot. Now we know how you feel. We'll relay this to the boys.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that said, there's quite a bit going on, okay? We know that Israel is trying their darndest to provoke a war, to provoke the United States into attacking Iran, and there's probably a lot of blackmail going on politically. You see, with everything that's hitting the fan over here within our government, the word is Cheney is in hiding again, and the rest of the world is waiting for our country to move into compliance with the Basel II agreement.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, that's the gold standard, and right. On the books financing. Well, they're busy ripping off the rest of the world. Why would they want to stop now? I mean, there is no honor.
I can understand why they wouldn't want to stop. The point is that if this planet is going to survive in the new mode of being a global community, there's no way that we're going to be able to do that by stabbing each other in the back, stealing from each other, fighting over nothing, dropping bombs, and doing all these things that have been done for so long. And I think there are certain nations which have come to the understanding that this is the case. Otherwise, Basel II would not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that we go back to a gold standard, I mean, you really don't have to be overly bright to figure out that you can't run an entire globe on debt. Sooner or later, something runs out. You know, I mean, I agree, it's a great way to rip off the people and make a lot of money, but which would you rather have, a stable economy or take all the money away from everybody? Now, you've got all the money and the rest of the world has nothing, and believe it or not, it's the same thing as having nothing, which defies logic. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. So anyway, I think that the time has come when these thugs are going to be up against it. Now, I don't think the United States is tough enough, big enough, and I'm not referring to our country. I'm referring to a corporation with the name the United States,
mm-hmm.
To bully around, you know, every other country on Earth and have their way only. Sooner or later, if things get drastic enough, these individuals, these Nazis, they're going to find themselves expendable. And
yeah.
So if Cheney's in hiding, in my opinion, that's a good sign. He must already see the writing on the wall.
Yes. Yes. Either that, or he's feeling awfully threatened for his skin. Now, you and I, off the air prior to the show, had an opportunity to talk about some information that a couple of authors recently came out with, or journalists, let's say, and some stuff that's posted on some websites. Of course, I referred, I alluded to some of that information. That's very, very credible information based on what's going on. I could have gone on and described the private sales of government-owned computers taking place in a private showing with Bush and Cheney pocketing $50,000 in $100 bills, putting it literally in their pockets. And this was given to Henry Waxman in a sealed, I guess, an affidavit or a communique to Congress, to the Oversight Committee. We haven't heard a lick about this, but they know that this has been going on. I have been printing it. Christopher Story has been writing about this. I've been publishing Christopher's works. I've been writing about this for a good year and a half and speaking about it on my radio show and other Patriot radio shows, even in other countries. And I get email from people from different parts of the world that can't believe this stuff is going on and nothing is being done about it. Well, we've got a corrupt military. We've got a corrupt Justice Department. We've got a corrupt cabinet. We've got a corrupt Congress, a corrupt Senate. What do you expect? They're trying to protect their own hides. That's all this is about. But it doesn't make the problem go away. They think that everyone is asleep, but they know, and they won't admit it, but they know that people are waking up. It's because of shows like this. It's because of guests like you, experts in your field, that can just come right out and tell it like it is. And it throws mud in their face. I'm using the word mud for something else. Let's call it excrement, okay? It throws excrement in their face, and it's really their own excrement because everyone is starting to catch on that we're hearing nothing but lies. You know, we have a recession. We're far below a depression right now. There are people dying of hunger in this country. There are people living on the streets, homeless. There are people getting all of their life savings ransacked through all the scams that they're pulling. People are being poisoned to death from all of these military industrial complex corporations products that they're trying to force us under penalty of imprisonment, fines and who knows, even death to comply with. It's insanity. It's ramping up big time. It's become chaotic. It's become out of control. But they are the one. It's not the regular people causing this. It's them. And so we in our process of waking up and waking others up, we're noticing that there's a split in this Illuminati family. That you've got the ones over here in the United States trying to form this North American Union. And then you've got the ones over there that are trying to rule us and rule the rest of the world. And these guys have figured out ways to rip them off. And, you know, like the old saying goes, there's no honor among thieves. You're just witnessing them not even keeping their own word to each other in their corruption, in their secret organizations, in their secret societies, in their secret plans, you know, their secretly controlled media, propagandized media, their secretly controlled banking system. Everything has to be a secret with these people. And when someone comes out with the truth, they have to spend all their time trying to discredit or debunk the truth. And people are waking up now. So it brings us back to this grander picture that I mentioned at the top of the show. These things that are happening out in space. Do you find it a coincidence that someone from the Vatican comes out with such a statement about aliens? What are they planning? Are they planning a fake attack, or are we being attacked, or are we going to confront someone who is going to put the law down here, the real law, and they're just trying to save their rear ends in the process? What's your feeling about that? That's another truckload, by the way.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I read articles just today and again last week where credible reporters who usually write about political issues, financial issues, corruption in the military, and all the other things that you cited earlier are now openly speaking and almost in a casual manner about the fact that the government is involved with a strand of aliens who have nothing but negative intentions with respect to the people of Earth, that there are a whole other group of what you might call angelic beings or good aliens that are very much concerned about the plight of the planet because their intentions are that they would like to see us rise to another level of consciousness and join the galactic fraternity. And they're just talking about this stuff absolutely openly and mixing that kind of disclosure with conversation, you know, concerning the government and their secret activities and this and that and the other thing. And the thing that is most amazing about the whole thing is that if you've been following the excerpts from these guys' writings in the past, which have always been well-grounded, rock-solid, and thoroughly focused on, you know, the issues of the day, it's really an amazing feeling to all of a sudden hear them talk about the same issues that you and I have been airing on your show for, what, 18 months? I don't even know how long it's been. And they're doing it with an attitude of almost blasé-ness, if there is such a word.
blasé-ness, yeah. That's a good word. It's an official word now.
Yeah, I guess we just made it one, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, it seems to me that that's an extraordinary thing in itself. I find it very difficult to jump to the conclusion that all these people have lost their minds at the same time. It's a lot easier to believe that that they've decided to now bring a lot of this to the forefront and bring it out in the open. And what could be more? What could be more of a consciousness changing stimulus than to suddenly force mankind into the realization that he is but one little microcosm swarming on an insignificant planet, which is lost in an endless void filled with other intelligent beings. I mean, talk about a sobering experience. And then, of course, the second tier of realization associated with this type of disclosure would be the fact, hey, wait a minute. We've been talking about UFOs in this country since Roswell, since the Foo Fighters in 1945, probably since before that time. And the government has been constantly telling us, oh, no, it's swamp gas, it's balloons, you're looking at the planet Venus. Just because it has windows in it with people waving at you doesn't mean anything. Believe us, it's the planet Venus. And all this other rubbish, all of a sudden, it puts things in sharp perspective that, you know, they have been force-fed absolute rubbish for at least a century. Probably longer. And if they're lying to us about UFOs, if they're lying to us about the fact that we have brethren in space and that the divine being has created many mansions in the realm of the eternal, not just Earth, then what else are they lying about?
Everything.
You know, yeah, exactly. There was an old expression that we used to go by 100% accuracy back in Jersey City where I grew up, because it was, you know, no more corrupt place on the planet as far as I knew at the time than Jersey City, New Jersey, which was run by every form of criminal imaginable for many, many years. And when people got confused about what was real and what wasn't real, the prevailing wisdom always was, if you want to know the truth, follow the money trail. And guess what, folks? It works for Washington as well. It works for all this stuff. If you really want to see what motivates these slugs, follow the money trail. You don't really think that there are philanthropic motivations behind any of this stuff. You don't really think that these people are animated by an absolute love of the wonders of creation or the need for the beauties of science, heavens above. No, it's the money trail. That's where all this stuff is coalescing, and that's where you have to look. So it's amazing to me that statements of this kind can have that kind of impact, but if you really look at what they're implying, that's exactly the kind of thing that's about to happen, in my opinion. And you made a remark earlier that was kind of interesting about the fact that these factions of the Illuminati or the New World Order, call it what you will, are already at each other's throats. And I find this to be really interesting because these are the same lunatics that have the plans of controlling the entire planet as one big collective farm or one big prison complex so that the higher echelon can milk the efforts of humanity. And here the dunderheads can't even cooperate in their own scheme amongst themselves. It just goes to show you there will never be a worldwide government and there will never be one single entity that manages to suppress all of humanity. Simply because of the fact that it can't be done.
Well, I'm in agreement. Yeah, I'm in total agreement with you. And you know,
I think that the Achilles heel to the whole thing is their own nature, because evil never has enough. Greed is always looking for some other thing to capitalize on, something else to steal, something else to get for nothing. And so, naturally, when they have all the wealth, I mean, well, who's left to fight with except the other factions of your organization? So it might be very unhandy for the rest of us poor slobs, but I just don't see the emergence of a world government anytime soon.
Yeah, I think a lot of what they put out is meant for the mass consumption, just to try to keep that fear energy at a fever pitch, so that while they're trying to steal the goods, make out like bandits, so to speak, not to use a pun. They want just another diversionary tactic. I just find it very interesting that this Vatican statement came out in the fashion that it did, and I think it was around last weekend. Either I had brought this up on last week's show with you, or it
oh
just
yeah,
happened.
We talked about it briefly last week, so it's not a new issue.
Yeah, but it's being promoted now somewhat on the media. It has been mentioned a couple of times, and these bimbos on CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS and HNN and MSNBC and CNBC, they act like they've known this all along, like they're experts on this stuff. You know, they can't honestly call a MK Ultra mind op assault on a school or on a McDonald's for what it is. They have to paint this character as some kind of deranged individual who had this mission to destroy the U.S. postal system. You know, they have all this wisdom and all of this knowledge, and as they bring the same people that are discussing the oil problems, or the same people that are discussing the sex lives of Anna Nicole Smith, even when after she's dead, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears. Now, with all the insanity we've been told ad nauseum for the last year, while they've been stealing trillions of dollars from the U.S. Treasury and from the stock market, they've been showing us Britney Spears getting out of a limousine with no underwear on. Now she's ready to make a comeback. Are we ready for that right now? I mean, I've got to make a choice here, Jim, and I'm serious. Do I choose Britney Spears or do I choose the Pope's statement about aliens? I mean, where should I put my money? You know, this is insanity. And we got these three stooges running for political office. You've got Ron Paul causing chaos at every one of these Republican conventions. I got a report today about the one that's going on in Washington State, and there's we hear these voting records. Everybody in the exit poll in Idaho came out and said that they voted for Ron Paul, but John McCain gets 87,000 votes to 29,000 votes for Ron Paul. No one saw a McCain sign anywhere. Tell me that was not a rigged election. Tell me that they're not ramming this down our throat.
Well, you know, as I hate to say this because I don't want to spit in the face of progress by any means, but the minute that they came out with automated electronic voting machines, I said, here it comes. You know, and it's absolutely true. You know, what the heck was wrong with the old-fashioned mechanical contraption where you walk behind the curtain, you flip the little lever, you pull the crank, and you went back to your home? No, sir, can't have that because it's not programmable. So now if you go into a voting booth and you put in your vote for Ron Paul, and what comes out the other side? A vote for John McCain. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, no human had anything to do with it because it's an electronic box. So, therefore, it must be okay. Mm-hmm. But what about the nitwit that programmed it? You know, it's about time that people just stop swallowing the crap that they're served and say enough is enough. Why would you want to advocate the use of electronic voting machines? Why would they be introduced if there wasn't an advantage to the other side in having them?
Well, they want to get rid of hanging chads, that's why. Remember Florida in 2000? They had the curse of the hanging chad.
Idiotic that it's beyond belief.
Yes, and then you see how corrupt our Justice Department was in handing that back to a Republican Secretary of State with the Republican governor who just happened to be the brother. I mean, tell me that that wasn't programmed. Tell me that that fiasco couldn't have happened in any other state. You know, we had corrupt voting in Ohio, too. And they were able to pinpoint it on the former Secretary of State in Ohio, Ken Blackwell. However, you know, they had a changing of the guard, and that's supposed to make everybody forget about it. Why aren't these people tried for this? I mean, that is outright treasonous, not to mention fraudulent and a bunch of other legal torts that you could attach to it, to some kind of complaint or indictment. But they're never indicted. They're never culpable. They can steal hundreds of billions of dollars from a bank and just assign it to us, and we're supposed to take it. Take the chip in the rear end, too, while we're at it, and the vaccine for the bird flu or whatever other disease they want to give us. These people are pathological liars. They're demonic, and that's it. I mean, I don't know what else to call them without flattering
them. It's the same kind of a story when people approached, what's that woman's name, Pelosi?
Pelosi, and said,
you know, it's about time we impeach Bush and Cheney because of the atrocities that are going on in every direction, not just monetarily, but even in the military with the horror story at Guantanamo Bay, with God only knows what else besides the monetary mess. And what their reply was, oh, no, well, we won't touch that. We deem it unnecessary. Well, of course they do, because why? They had already voted the whole thing in and said, yeah, we'll go along with that. So naturally, in order to cover their own behinds, they protect the president's behind. But does that, you know, sooner or later, there's going to be one massive house cleaning. And I always like to point out that there are warehouses filled with unused rope. which I think we should be oiling in the very near future.
Oiling so we don't get rope burns, or so they don't?
No, so that the knot slides.
I see. Okay. Okay. I needed that scientific clarification there. So reduce the friction, you're saying. Well, you know, I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, this is absolute madness. And I ask myself, what is the collective consciousness of this planet that they even think that we could buy this, that we would swallow this and somehow be able to keep it down without barfing up lunch? Sorry to be so...
it isn't the collective consciousness, though. I used to think it was. But the more that I read and the more that I hear from associates in other countries, the rest of the world is stunned. They all know what's going on. It's the United States that's got some kind of a consciousness issue. The people here are in la-la land. You know, the rest of the world knows what's going on. How come we don't? Okay,
well,
so they own the media, but still, are we asleep? I mean, you can't tell that there's a little something wrong. How many years does it take? I mean, I'm really flabbergasted at the amount of the lack of reaction, the lack of resolve. You know, you can hear people complaining about the oil prices, but it's almost like it's a learned response. You know, oh, it's up another 3 cents today. But, you know, why is it up another 3 cents? Who's responsible? Is there really an oil crisis? I mean, what happened to the ability of human beings to exercise rational thinking? What happened to intestinal fortitude? You know, there used to be such things in the United States. Where did it go?
Well, it went up into swamp gas, I think. And like John Lear said, the only place in the universe where there really is swamp gas is at NASA. And, you know, we keep going around this vicious circle, too, because it comes back to the Nazis and the Zionists and the Jesuits and the Vatican and the secret societies, the Freemasons. And I'm sorry if I offend anyone by saying that, but that's the truth. That's what offends these people is the truth. Someone that comes out and tells it like it is. That for some reason, that is supposed to be a secret. The truth is never supposed to be known by the masses. Because that's the whole game, is the dumbing down of the masses. That's what problem we have here. They sold it to us in welfare. Prior to that, they sold it to us in slavery. And while they told us that they freed the black slaves, or whatever nationality any slave was, they all the time, just because they told us that, we believed it. We believed it. And now we know that that was a lie. Because now
in reality, they enslaved everybody else. That's what really happened.
Well, yes, of course. That's exactly what they did. And then, you know, they're robbing the pension funds blind, and they're blaming it on this investment and blaming it on that. They're just stealing the money. The money was there. But when you have a fiat money system, you're creating money out of thin air, and then you have this usury credit system, which is giving you nothing out of thin air and causing you to give up everything that you own, that you actually physically own. And then you find out, well, you don't really own your car, or you don't really own your house, or you don't really own your property. What is it that you own? Do you own anything? In their minds, they own you. They own us. They you know, and you tell this to people, I can't believe my government would do that. It's not your government, folks. It's a bunch of people that infiltrated this country, and we're so sure about pulling it off that they had to lie about who they were. and where they were from and who begat them and when their birth date is. And they have to hide all this information because somehow by hiding it, then we're too stupid to figure out what's going on, which is exactly the opposite of the case in my situation. And I would presume that that's your situation too. And most of the people that you know, and most of the people that I know, and most of the people that the listening audience knows, they're listening because they're learning something, or they're at least hearing that there are people out there on the airwaves that are actually saying something intelligent and something truthful. But they have to stop that. They have to abduct a 19-year-old daughter of a talk show host and put her in prison to try to force him to stop telling the truth. That's what's going on in this country today. We have communism, we have socialism, and we have Nazism. We have Zionism. That's the reality. And they, you know, they don't want to call themselves that. Only in secret do they want to call themselves that. They, how dare us reveal their secrets? Why, that's blasphemy. To who? The devil? To Satan himself? Or Lucifer, as they like to call him? You know, so I share your sentiments, Jim, totally.
Well, I don't know. After a while, you know, you run out of gas because,
well, that's time for free energy.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. You brought that up earlier, and I'm glad that you just used that comment because, you know, I'd like to touch on that also. You talk about double gibberish. Okay, it's too complicated to develop an alternate energy system, and therefore we're not going to do that, but we are going to stick with oil, which of course is running out, and we're going to raise the price over and above that so that you will spend the majority of your earnings on the last few drops of oil and run around in your vehicles like madmen as we watch the depleting supply vanish. Now, that's real intelligent thinking. Because if it was really true, what the heck would you have after that? What would you have? We'd be back to the Stone Age. You know, it's remarkable, but you remember the movie with, what the heck is that actor's name? It was called The Road Warrior.
Oh, and, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson's film, you know, from what, 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where the whole society had collapsed and you had all these tribes of lunatics running around with the last few drops of gasoline. And they were, what are they trying to do? Convince themselves that they're not, that they have not reverted back to this, the barbarism? And yet, that's exactly where the scenario would lead you that they're describing. It's ridiculous. There's no hope for the future, so let's stay on the same path, folks. You know, we can't have any new form of energy, but we've got a few remaining gallons of gasoline, which we are going to sell at exorbitant prices. Come and get your gasoline, folks. Run the cars until they don't run anymore. Don't have a plan for the future. You don't need one. Just give us your remaining bucks. And then when it's gone, we'll have chaos. Won't that be wonderful?
And this guy I was going to say, this guy made the comment that he could see gasoline going up to $15 a gallon. Now, Lindsey Williams, for the past 35 years, has been saying they intend to raise it to $5. They're only maybe 80 cents away from that in most of the cities across the country. You know, and then the next day they come out with the report that there's a rumor that oil might go down to $90 a barrel. Well, they're trying to make up for all the funds that have been frozen, the overseas accounts. So now they're trying to take more money from us because they can't get to the stolen money that they've hidden away in these these clandestine bank accounts, because they've got to show source of funds, and they can't do that because it's all done on double and triple books. It's been stolen. They've raided pension accounts and they've destroyed Social Security. And people have been, really, since Social Security came out, all it was another way to take more money from us. They never intended for us to have that money. And I'll tell you this, they owe me Social Security, and there's going to come a time where it's going to come out of somebody's hide. I can guarantee you that. And there's a lot of other people that are going to feel the same way.
Well, here's the problem with that whole deal, and of course I realize we've touched on this before, but what they really do and what they're real experts at is honing in on the weaknesses of human beings. Yeah, it's a real, real nice idea that you're going to be taken care of and coddled and perhaps even breastfed from cradle to grave. But in reality, it never happens. Why is it such a bad thing to be responsible for your own life? Why is it that I can't be in charge of putting X number of dollars away from myself in a bank account with my name on it, rather than have some nitwit in Washington take money out of my pocket that I have nothing to say about? Not only does he take it then, but it's never used for its allocated purpose, so that when I get to a certain age and I'm looking forward to having that money, oh, mysteriously, it isn't there. I mean, whose fault is it? Why do we listen to these people?
Yeah, it ends up being our fault for allowing them to do it. And doing nothing about it.
It's really ridiculous.
Yeah, and saying nothing about it, other than we're talking about it now, and hopefully, you know, somebody who's listening, you know, this is going to sink in, and they're going to say, you know, they're right. You know, this is, as hard as this is to believe, it all seems to come together and make sense. That this corruption that they're talking about, it hasn't touched me yet. I still have my job. My garage door opener still works. And my remote control on my DVD player still works. And
don't forget the beer in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm the luxuries are nice, the toys are nice, but that's what they have the masses focused on is the material side of life and the struggle to maintain that what we have led to believe is what produces a quality in life, a worthwhile, a meaningful pursuit through your life is what? To own things that you can't take with you? To own things that are taken away from you?
You don't own things anyway.
Well, yeah, they're taking away the thing that acquires those things, money. They're taking it away. They're making it out of thin air. They're giving it to us, and then they're taking it away. Where somehow we don't see that as a mass of people on this planet. We haven't figured out that all they do is give it to us and take it away. And in the meantime, what do? We put our blood and our sweat and our tears into what we do, many of us giving up our lives in the process. And don't get me started on the military, because that's the biggest farce of all of them right there. Oh, we're protecting freedom. We're protecting your freedom. We're over here fighting. I feel for the soldiers, even more so because they don't realize that they become pawns in the game as well. Why? I'd like to see these leaders, these so-called world leaders, stand on the front lines for 5 minutes and get a taste of their own weapons. I'd like to see them do that instead of
what would be even more interesting. Yeah, I agree, that would be good. But do you ever stop and think about it? I mean, you've got two countries that are ticked off at each other. or they want to go to war over something or another. And the people that instigate the entire situation are sitting in their chateaus watching the entire commotion on television, and the poor slobs that have to go out and do the fighting are the ones who get their heads blown off, their arms blown off, they're maimed for life. We lose husbands, fathers, wives, daughters, and then when it's all over, nothing's changed except that somebody won. But did anybody really win? No. Everybody actually lost. So to avoid that type of stupidity, why don't we take the two morphodites that really want to start the whole thing, put them in a pair of tights, and throw them in the ring? Let them slug it out while we watch them batter themselves to pieces.
Yeah, let's put them in a pit with some excrement or something, you know. They like mud wrestling. Let them mud wrestle a little bit. And I use the word mud with a bit of a reservation.
And
creative license. You know, this is what's going on in the world, folks. You know, you're listening to me, a talk show host. I'm a musician by trade. I like creating music. I like creating positive results, positive feelings through an art form that I feel is one of the highest in the universe. It's one of the highest art forms in the whole universe. It occurs in eternity. They're singing songs and playing instruments and celebrating eternity. That's how important music is in the totality of existence. And science that you're involved in, Jim, is what leads us out of the Stone Age into a better quality of life and all kinds of conveniences and breakthroughs in health and travel and just endless possibilities. But it, for some reason, somebody has to control everything and stop the natural flow and make everything become unnatural. Everything the opposite of how the Creator made it. Everything has to be reduced to its lowest common denominator until you get a negative number out of it. Not even a zero, but a negative number.
I actually like your analogy, Don, because the fact of the matter is that just like music is a creative issue, a gift from a higher source, you know, when a composer hears something playing in his head and he openly admits, all I did was write it down, I don't deserve the fame. It was something that was given to me to share with my fellow man. It was an inspiration of beauty from a higher source.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize that the same creative forces are at work in the minds of many, many research people. It's something given from a higher source. It's to foster a betterment of humanity. And therefore, it is given in the general good. Who are these people to come along and control, suppress, or otherwise distort and misuse gifts from God Himself that were meant for the rest of the world? That's really the way it needs to be looked at.
You wouldn't be talking about the reptilians by any chance, would you?
I don't know who to blame it on. I'm not smart enough to be able to track it down through the entire maze of horror that's been created. But the bottom line is that anything that is God-given should be respected as such and shouldn't have a price tag on it. If people really had any brains, they would sit back and look at their lives and ask themselves the question, why is it that I can't do anything from birth to grave without paying for it? Doesn't that seem a little strange? I mean, what do we really have in this society when you stop and think of it? Why are we better than an Aborigine in Australia or a native in Amazonia? Who's actually got the better deal? Do we really want to embrace this garbage for any time longer? I can't tell you how many times I've thought of just quietly walking off the scene and going native. I mean,
I like the way you put that.
At least I would have some freedom and the choice of what kind of game I wanted to hunt. And as the American Indians have always pointed out, you don't own anything anyway. In the real scheme of things, you don't even own your body. It's borrowed. That clay automaton that you run around in is eventually going to be returned to the soil from which it is made. So when are we going to start acting like what we really are, instead of being herded like a bunch of mindless sheep?
Yeah, I agree. That's what spurred this whole show on. And folks, I want to tell you, Jim will be my witness to this. We did not plan this show. This show just evolved over the past hour. It evolved out of all the perception that we have, of the accumulated experience that we have in our lives. And that's coming through, Jim, in what you're saying. You hit it on the head. You covered the beginning and the ending, the alpha and the omega, as they like to say. And if for anyone listening to this, you know, this is a wake-up call kind of show. And if you appreciated the message, I would appreciate it if you would let others know about this show and subscribe to the archives. You can get a year's worth of archives of all the shows on bbsradio.com. And eventually, I even post these on my website, directlightproductions.com, so that if you are in that situation that you can't reciprocate, at least help the network out, you can still get the message out to people. And it's free on my site. All you have to do is go there and click on a button, and you can listen to it. It's there. And a lot of effort goes into not just making the show possible, but to bring the experience, to bring the knowledge and the wisdom and the information to you. And you don't have to believe a thing that we say, but if we touch any part of your consciousness and what you heard on the show tonight, then you have a duty yourself to wake up and become responsible for your situation, and then you'll start to get the picture. And you'll see that we are co-creators and we are equally responsible collectively for what we've allowed to happen on this planet. And those listening overseas, you must know that there are Americans waking up. We're all not sheep. Not all of us. Unfortunately, there are some out there. Jim, do you have any closing comments? We've used up the hour tonight.
Don, I'm afraid that if in my present mood, if I was to make a closing comment, we'd have another show. So I'm just gonna let it. I'm gonna let it go at that.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm laughing because we've done that before. I can't remember if it was last week or the week before. We did a 2-hour show.
Yeah, I know it was pretty amazing.
And we could have kept rolling too. I think we get into these topics because we're speaking from the heart, and you run this through your mind, and the answers really aren't in the mind. You know, it comes from a higher place. I'm sure you would agree, and that's where we should be headed, as a society in this country. If you just want to talk about America, the United States of America, this republic that was supposed to be built upon freedom and free will, God's free will and sovereignty, then we should be able to rise in consciousness. And it seems like the masses are moving the other way. And of course, the powers that be planned this to happen this way. but we don't have to accept it any longer. We can change just by making the decision and focusing our intention on a different outcome. We can take all their power away from them instantly.
I agree.
So I won't ask you then for your closing comment because I don't want to make you stay up another hour.
I wouldn't mind. It's just that I don't know when we can get away with that sort of thing and when we can't. You know.
Well, but, if you got something that's going to take a couple of minutes to say, by all means, go ahead and say it.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times through the course of this evening that I had intentions of making brilliant little deliveries, but right now, you know, where I would really be tending to go is right to the heart of the matter. You know, I think that people have to stop and take stock of what they are. Until they really understand what they are, this illusion is not going to be broken. And what I mean by that, of course, is that, you know, the way our lives have been designed for us by all of these wizards that run the world, it's a rat race from sun up till sun down. And nobody has the time or the wherewithal to sit down and contemplate their actual being. And if they did, they would realize that all of this is an illusion. And it's an unnecessary illusion. It has been fabricated for the benefit of somebody else. You know, and only when we really get into touch with our nature will we be able to throw this off and say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't what it's all about. I mean, if you really want to be honest, are you alive? Is this life? Or is this something else? Is this way that we embrace as a way of life, is it really living? When was the last time that you just sat and watched a brook? When was the last time that you just sat and didn't do anything? Maybe you just wanted to get in touch with yourself. When is the last time that you really enjoyed a gentle breeze blowing on your face in a quiet countryside? Now, when was the last time that you felt alive? The fact of the matter is, we're being herded. And as long as we continue to run in panic ahead of the drummers, you won't have time for any of that stuff. And you'll never stop and realize what life should be about. And that's coming from a guy who's done quite a few things besides science. And maybe we should explore that sometime. But anyhow, that's the closing message from me, Don. I don't really want to get into the more aggressive thoughts that I've had tonight. I think that would be a bad way to close.
No, that was very uplifting, what you said. And it's you don't have to get upset. That message has all the power in it that is necessary. And, you know, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you, Jim Murray, for being on the show tonight as well. And I'm going to quickly remind our listeners that next week we have on Monday night Michael Herzog is going to be telling us about the travails of his stepdaughter who has been abducted by Homeland Security and the INS, no charge. This is an effort to silence him as a talk show host. We have a two-hour show on Tuesday. This is the makeup booking for Dr. Kasim Khalil, who we had difficulty communicating with last week. He will be on for 2 hours. You do not want to miss that show. On Wednesday, I've got Thomas James, the founder of Hemp USA, and we're going to be talking about the benefits of a hemp diet as well as some of the products that are available with hemp. We're bringing that to you again. Those of you who are not eating healthy and are suffering from certain ailments, you need to listen to that show. Also, on Thursday, I have my publishers and editors from the Idaho Observer, Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle, will be our guests. And then again next Friday, tonight's guest, Mr. Jim Murray. So So, Jim, I want to thank you and look forward to next week's show.
Well, thank you very much, Don, and as usual, God willing, I will be there.
And I want to thank the listening audience for being with us all this time, as well as thank Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and Seth Hendrick for the sound. And my name is Don Nikoloff. I'm your host, and I'll see everyone Monday night. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and tonight, peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.